In both the Napa State School and the Gooding Tuberculosis Hospital, you have seen approaches to two distinctly separate problems in institutional care. At one, the overwhelming problem of combined treatment, education, and custodial care. At the other, the functions of a general hospital dealing primarily with physical ailments. But what of the nearly 1,000 other patients under the care of state health officials? These are the men and women, and some children, who for one of a score of diagnostic reasons are suffering from mental or emotional illness, or perhaps the most tragic of all afflictions, that of being both aged and unwanted. These are the patients of State Hospital North at Orofino and State Hospital South at Blackfoot. Both are hospitals concerned with the problems of mental illness. Both are supervised by the State Board of Health. Yet no two institutions were more different in their problems or their approaches to these problems. We turn now our Channel 2 cameras on State Hospitals North and South and the men and women who live with these problems each day to see the actualities of today and to hear the hope of tomorrow. have seen a picture that, in the literal sense, on your television screen appeared black and white. But in an interpretive sense, the picture of the Idaho State Hospitals is far from a simple black and white, good or bad. The obvious truth is that the interpretive sense is a picture of varying shades of gray with some spots of deep black and other areas of bright white. No one has been so foolishly presumptuous to say that the hospitals are perfect. There are those who claim that they fall far short of adequate operation and administration. You, the viewer, are now better informed to judge for yourself the validity of either of these claims. Out of the foul hell of 18th century bedlam has come the ever-growing light of modern psychiatric medicine, glowing, fading, and then glowing ever brighter, until today its penetrating beam is just beginning to pierce the dark curtain of mental illness and the even darker curtain of human prejudice. Idaho's progress has surpassed that, in many ways, of wealthier and more populous states. Combined improved administration and new techniques in psychiatric medicine have produced a change in the last 5 years, a change perhaps more drastic and dramatic than all of the previous history of mental illness. But there is still an urgent need for bringing inadequate facilities up to date, enlarging undermanned staffs, improving patient treatment. This, then, is the true picture of Idaho State Hospitals. Victory over the past, work for today, and hope for the future.